when it really matters. News Talk 780 KOH.
From the KOH News Center, I'm Chuck Whitten. The news is sponsored by Lakeside Manor. Secret Witness is offering a reward for information leading to the arrest and prosecution of the man wanted for attempted child abduction of a 2-year-old girl in the 2100 block of Jesse Avenue in Sparks last Sunday. The child victim, her 3-year-old sibling, and the mother were in the backyard of their residence about 6 in the evening. The mother stepped into the residence briefly, then heard her daughter screaming in the yard seconds later. Mother found a man holding the child by the front collar of her jacket with both hands. Mother yelled at the suspect and tugged the child away. The suspect jumped the fence into a neighbor's yard. He's described as 30 to 35 years old, 120 pounds, with a thin build, unclean, blonde, wavy, unkempt hair, acne from the brow line up to his forehead, dark sunken eyes, wearing dirty frayed clothes, and white canvas shoes with a blue stripe. Anyone with information should contact Sparks Police or Secret Witness. Nevada's Death with Dignity bill is still in play at the state legislature and was the subject of emotional testimony this week. It's also rumored that if it passes, it will probably be vetoed by the governor.
Peg Sandeen is the executive director of a national group called Death with Dignity. She favors the bill and says the Nevada legislature has been proceeding very carefully and deliberately. She says on Nevada Newsmakers, allowing terminally ill people to control the way they die is an act of mercy.
The issue of how do we deal with suffering at the end of life is really important. Allowing the suffering to continue and continue and continue is about doing harm to a patient.
Opponents object on moral and religious grounds to what they call physician-assisted suicide, and also out of concern that sick people could be pressured to end their lives by insurers or family members. Jim Fannin, Newstalk 780 KOH.
Right now, traffic and weather together on Newstalk 780 KOH. No incidents are reported on northwestern Nevada highways at this hour.
Meteorologist Jeff Thompson and the Color Wave First Alert Weather Center. Cool and unsettled, and overnight we could even see a few snowflakes or raindrops. We'll dip down into the 30s in Reno Sparks, 28 at the lake. Cool and partly cloudy Saturday, 50 Lake Tahoe, 62 in Reno.
Current Reno temperature, 54 degrees. Carson City right now, it's 51. Up in Incline Village, 42. It's also 42 in Truckee right now. Susanville, it's 52. I'm Chuck Whitten, News Talk 780 KOH.
On air, online, on demand. News Talk 780 KOH.